It is mentioned in the blessed hadith, "Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah." The one who does not thank people does not thank Allah Azza wa Jal either. The love of the Ahlul Bayt is a source of not only gaining privileges in the world and the hereafter, but it will also lead to the intercession of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "The person who wants to attain wasila, in other words the intercession, and wants to do any service in my court due to which I intercede on his behalf on the judgment day, should serve my Ahli Bayt and make them happy." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How fortunate are the Muslims who make happy the blessed offspring of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to three further sayings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtues of the Ahli Bayt At-Tahar. Number one, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, "The person who treats any of my Ahli Bayt well, I will bestow its reward upon him on the judgment day." Number two, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "The person who does good to any of the offspring of Abdul Muttalib in this world, it is compulsory for me to reward him when he meets me on judgment day." Number three, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Stars bring about peace for the inhabitants of the heavens, and my Ahli Bayt, blessed family, bring about peace for my ummah." My dear viewers, the way the love of the Ahli Bayt At-Tahar is the source of attaining salvation in the world and the hereafter. Similarly, having malice and enmity towards them brings about destruction. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said to Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Hasnaini Karimain radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, "I will fight against the one who fights against you, and the one who makes reconciliation with you has made reconciliation with me." It is stated in another blessed hadith, "Beware, the person who dies having malice and hatred towards the Ahli Bayt will come in the condition on the Day of Judgment that it will be written between both of his eyes that he is hopeless from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal." And be aware, the person who dies in the state that he bears malice and hatred towards the Ahli Bayt has died as an unbeliever. And listen to it very carefully. The person who dies having malice and hatred towards the Ahli Bayt will not be able to even smell the fragrance of paradise. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we have immense love for the Ahli Bayt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we continue following the blessed sunnah of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.